daka b'yadayim. So just we briefly summarize the four categories that Mukhtar of Shimon agrees to, and the four categories that he disputes. And starting tomorrow, we'll try to analyze this machlokas of Rav Shimon more carefully. We can begin a discussion of the machlokas of Shimon and Rav Yehuda. There's a Mar Makomas on the There's a Mar Makomas on the table. Thank you very much. Okay. Yesterday at the end of the shiur we began with a sort of a psicha, just outlining what exactly Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda are arguing about in point of fact. Before we discuss the lumdus, what's the discussion of the machlokas of Shimon and Rav Yehuda. There's a Mar Makomas on the There's a Mar Makomas on the table. Thank you very much. Okay. Yesterday at the end of the shiur we began with a sort of a psicha, just outlining what exactly Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda are arguing about in point of fact. Before we discuss the lumdus, what's involved, just what are they arguing about? So we first explained that there are many muktzes that Rav Shimon agrees to. Muktzes machmas gufo, nola gomer kvantatarsis, and muktzes machmas and kiz, as grogus and timukim. There are quite a number of cases Rav Shimon even agrees. He doesn't deny muktzah entirely. But there are a number of machlokas in between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda, which we mentioned also yesterday. One is a machlokas about nolad, the first daf of the Sechta Beitzah, Beitzah Shenol de Biyomtif. The Gemara says, according to one, at one stage, mind the Islay muktzah, Islay nolad, Leslay muktzah, Leslay nolad. Another stage of the Gemara, and the Gemara says, no, that nolad is more chomer. Okay, that's a machlokas of Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. There's a machlokas right over here by muktzah machmas mius. That's a case of ner yoshan, a ner which is not really usable for other things because it's disgusting. Mius. Then is what the Meiri calls muktzah machmas hachana. It's not disgusting at all, but it's not prepared for use. Tamri the iska, that's your testament days. But you have dates. The dates are delicious, but you plan to sell them, not to eat them. Now all of a sudden you want to move them on Shabbos, to machlokas again, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. And finally, it's what the Gemara calls muktzah machmas iser. Muktzah machmas iser is, again, a phrase found here on Daf Memdal, which is, I guess, now our Daf. Daf Memdal has the expressions muktzah machmas mius, muktzah machmas iser. The phrase muktzah machmas achon is not found anywhere in Shas. To my knowledge, the Meiri coined the phrase to describe a somewhat different category. And there's an expression nola that is found in the Sechta Shabbos in a couple of places, and most famously in the first half of Beitzah. So that's what the Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda are, in fact, arguing about. Good. So given this entire background, let's analyze the nature of the dispute. Still same, there are four different disputes. They're fighting about Muktzah Machmas Achana, Muktzah Machmas Mius, and Nolad, and Muktzah Machmas Iser. So, Muktzah Machmas Achana and Muktzah Machmas Mius are often placed in Shmini Atzeres for the Sukkah, the Noi Sukkah. What's going on over here? It doesn't make any sense. How can it be? What I'm not discussing now is the Tznai by Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah. So that doesn't belong here, really. It belongs in Beit HaDaflana. So that I'm not talking about. That's also a very important line. But the line we have to discuss, which is right over here, is what about the line Ad Motsoi Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag? The Gemara says it goes according to Rav Shimon. How can it be? Says Tosis, you're right, it's not. It can't be. Tosis Ad Hikshar Aven Atam Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag the Lo Asel Abitam Migu Diskatsoi Ben Hashmoshes Machmas Yom Sheovar. Rav Shimon Shari Moser Shemin Shevener Afal Gav the Huktzah Ben Hashmoshes LeMitzvoso Mishum Yom Abba. Those are not so initiated. Yom Abba is a better chance of Migud Diskatzoi as opposed to Muktzah Machmas Yom Sheova Sugis and Beitza. Here Tosis and Beitza answers it's not really Yom Sheova. Just to answer the Kasha aside, because you have to sit to meet based on the Gemara and Sukkah. Yisrael Melei Sudas Ben Hashmoshes. You have to sit in the Sukkah. So it's not really about Yom Shabbat, but I'll call upon him, the Kasha remains. V'nir l'ri, the Bemasha Oseres Habraisa Yomtav HaAchron Lo Asik Reb Shimon. That's it. Back on the table. Not, it's not. Can't be. It isn't. So says Tosis. It's not going to go on according to Reb Shimon. Well, if your name is the Re, you can say it. No question about it. But the Poshup Shad is not that way. The Poshup Shad says Mora has it's going called Reb Shimon. In my Reb Shimon, he means the whole thing is Reb Shimon. That's one line is something not according to Reb Shimon. So the Ramban and the Ran argue. They say it's not true. It goes even according to Reb Shimon. Why? So the Ramban writes that you will makse this sukkah for the entirety of 7 days plus the Ben HaShemoshes of Shemini, and you're not Yoshev and Mitzaper that's going to fall down. And even by Re'uah, if it would fall down in Chol HaMoed, you'd be required to rebuild it. So, therefore, it's Iskatsoi for the entire 8 days. And you don't say he's Yoshev and Mitzaper, it's going to fall down in Shemini Atzeres. Quote, this is a quote of the Ramban. Ad hashta lo nafla v'haf v'hashta nafla b'shmini b'kavona. End quote. What does that mean? What does that mean? Why not? Till now, I wasn't Yoshev and Mitzaper because I knew very well it falls down. I have to rebuild it. I don't want it to fall down. I have to rebuild it. Now, on the 8th, they don't have to rebuild it anymore, so I wait until it falls down. What does he mean? I think he means as follows. The Ramban is of the opinion that you require what's called Yoshev and Mitzaper in a positive sense. But kum vasei, you have to mamash be Yoshev and Mitzaper. Mamash Yoshev and Mitzaper. As the Lashon of the Gemara, Yoshev and Mitzaper. Since I have reversed Kavanah for 7 full days, I'm hoping the sukkah will not fall down. Chalil.